Name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Spirit Sanctifier, here I implore you, I pray you again. May your will known to all so that by knowing it they may love it, and may welcome your first act of their complete sanctification, which is your holy will. Mary, seed of wisdom, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we will continue with our letters.
Letter number 82 to Mr. Tommaso Lotito. Most esteemed one in the Lord, I thank you for your attention and for the memory you keep of us. May the Queen of Heaven and dear Jesus reward you and make you a saint. There is nothing more beautiful than the sanctity that in everything looks at the divine will, which is bearer of peace and love. It embalms our pains. It forms its life and sanctity and makes us the bearers of our own creator, becoming life of our life. How happy we will be living together with our Lord. Therefore, I recommend to you, make yourself a saint. I let you know that it is true that we left the orphanage, but because of health reasons and for nothing else. Thank God we have done nothing wrong nor displeased anyone. So I am equally content because I did the divine will in the orphanage and I do the divine will outside of it. Our lot changes when we don't do the divine will. What an unhappy destiny we make for ourselves. We become like those who live without mama, without paternity, without anyone to protect us and defend us. Therefore, let us be attentive. Let us not leave the divine will, which is for us the bearer of all goods. I also thank Monsignor Giafi. And I kiss his right hand with all my esteem, imploring on my knees his paternal blessing. I recommend that he sow the seed of the divine will in souls as principle of life if he wants many souls to be sanctified and saved, because only the divine fiat is the beginning, the means, and the end. Once the beginning is misplaced, the order of our salvation is lost. Tell him to pray for me very much, for I so much need it. I leave you all in the divine volition. Pray for me, most affectionately yours, the little daughter of the divine will. Amen, fiat.
Thank you. Okay, so again, we see the in the big picture, we try to see the teaching of Bishop Legarreta in these writings. We try to see here understanding of the divine will and how it can be helpful for us to understand it also in our time, in our days, and in our own situation in life, because everybody's situation is different. So the divine will can be done in any situation, in everybody. Especially here, Luisa Picaretta is talking about the time that she was in the orphanage, that she was living there, and this gift of living in the divine will is not specifically for only one community or religious life. Is not to be enclosed only within a community. and to live only in one single community, but is supposed to be live out in every single person. Actually, all the communities, they will be enriched, and their own charism will be crowned if they start living in this way, you know? Just uniting everything that they do, having the intention to please the Lord, because that's the final cause of everything. The final cause is the glory of God and then the salvation of souls. In every religious community, in their own way, they try to please God, to give glory to God in their own charism. And of course, to work for the salvation of souls. So, just as Luisa Picarreta was able, and she says, I did the divine will while I was in the orphanage, as she can continue to do the divine will in her house, in her bed. I think there is a story in the first volumes that Luisa Picarreta complains to our Lord because she wants to be a missionary. And she says, I'm here in this bed, confined in this bed, and I could be doing so much more. And the Lord said, no, actually, you are doing more than all of them together. Because what you are doing is totally different. It's about going back to the original point of origin, basically to begin doing what Adam and Eve were doing before the fall, to be doing what the Blessed Mother did during her whole life. So it's the same with us. We, in our own vocation, if our Lord has called us to be in a religious life, yes, there you can live the gift of the divine will, because in this gift also is not about making everybody changing their own charism. Basically, it's continuing with that charism, but now uniting everything with the divine will. So those who are married, living this way of living in the divine will, in that sacrament that the Lord has called them. Those who are single, to live in this way. Those who are called to be Benedictines, Franciscans, Dominicans, so and so on with all the communities. But here the important thing is to have the intention to unite everything so that God may be glorified, so that His will may operate in us, and then continue to live in that charism that the Lord has called us. So that's one of the things that I believe we have to be mindful of, because sometimes people, they want to change everybody, or they want them to leave everybody the things that they have been doing before, or they are doing, or that the church is teaching us to do a new thing. But in reality, it's very simple, because it's uniting everything with our Lord. Luisa Picarreta says our lot, basically our lot changes if we don't do the divine will, because the divine will contains everything, and if we have the divine will, we have everything. Our disposition, we're able to enter into the realm of the infinite, the eternal, basically to transcend time and space, and to be able to go to the paternal knees of the Father, as the Blessed Mother describes it in the Book of Heaven, in the lessons of the Virgin Mary, that she was able to go to the paternal needs of the Heavenly Father back and forth, all the time, in that way, because she knew that she had the possession of this gift, and she was growing also in the understanding of that gift. So I believe that what we all need to do is just dispose ourselves and to try to live this gift in our own situation. It can be illness, it can be joy, it can be the normal routine of our lives every single day, just offering everything that the Lord gives us. So those things that the Lord gives us, those occasions, that's material for us to become saints, basically, to advance and to get more merits. So basically, complaining is not so much here, even though Luisa Picarreta often complains in the Book of Heaven, but she complains because of the absence of our Lord. She experiences the absence of our Lord. And in that complaint, it shows that she is growing in spiritually, because she experienced interiorly that absence, because of course there is more time to, excuse me, there is more space to grow, to be filled with. Something that the Blessed Mother didn't experience, because she was filled at every moment. She was full of grace at every moment, so she didn't experience that absence of our Lord in the mystical, at the mystical level. Luisa Picarreta experienced it because she still, there is so much room for her still to grow different than the Blessed Mother. So let's try to go to this next letter.
Letter number 83 to Irene in Voluntate Dei. My good daughter, how happy I am in hearing that a daughter of mine who is far away wants to make a way to let the high pontiff know of the necessity that the divine fiat be known, and that it come to reign upon the earth. If good is not known, as good as it may be, it is not wanted, nor loved, nor appreciated. But will what you say be feasible? It would take people who are close to the Holy Father and who enjoy his affection and his esteem to be open to what you say. And then, in these times so sad, in which they would want to close up the supernatural in heaven, as if we had a faraway God, while on the contrary, he lives in us. He is breath of our breath, heartbeat, emotion, actor and spectator of all that we do. And all his sorrow is that while we live from him, we render ourselves almost foreign, and we do not make our will one with his. His sorrow is so great as to make him become fidgety and delirious with love. My good daughter, those were only the first drops of the knowledge of the divine volition compared to the great sea of his most holy will, which he has manifested, and the devil has taken by such rage that he made himself heard even in the Vatican. And he won to the point of having them prohibited. Because if the divine fiat is known, the kingdom of the enemy is over. Here is all his rage. But the Lord will win, because it is divine decree that his kingdom will come upon earth. It is a matter of time, but he will make his way. He lacks neither power nor wisdom to dispose the circumstances. But I tell you, whatever you can do, do it. I will accompany you with my poor prayers. I would give my life to obtain a good so great for all humanity. And you offer your sufferings and even your little natural acts to obtain a good so great. Call it in all things, both spiritual and temporal, because being life, it wants primacy over everything. It wants to be recognized as the life of everything. And many times it cares about one more attention, one sigh, one thought, to make it celebrate and enlarge its dominion within our soul. One who wants to live of his will is his joy and his continuous feast. I leave you in the divine volition to make yourself a saint. A greeting from the heart to all the family, most affectionately yours, the little daughter of the divine will, Corrado, December 5th, 1939. Amen, fiat.
Thank you. Now we are called to perfection. We are all called to perfection. Our Lord says in the gospel, he said to his disciples, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And the only way that we can offer perfection to God, the only way that we creatures are able to offer perfect glory, even perfect prayer, is if we enter into this realm, and as Luisa Picaretta says, we give primacy to the will of God operating in us. So she invites us and she tells us, call it in everything, in all things, call the divine will in all things, both spiritual and temporal. And then she says, why? Because he wants the primacy and he wants to expand. He wants to grow in us. It wants to enlarge its dominion in our soul. This gift of living in the divine will, again, is not so much about asking or complaining or seeking, but the first or the primary purpose is basically to love God with everything we encounter. Again, spiritually and temporal, sometimes it will be with pain, with suffering, with sorrow, you know. And that's what we have to offer. I think last week I mentioned that, and I even said that you were able to go and find that passage in volume 12. I think it's at the beginning when our Lord explains to Luisa Picaretta why we have to go through all these different stages. And we have to experience all different stages. But the point is, and the secret is, that then once we accept it and we offer it, then he's able to bring us out of that place, basically. And the passage says that once the creature accepts that pain, that suffering that they go through, and they surrender to God, then pain and suffering says to joy, I have done my part, now it's time for you to take part. And so on. So we are used to pray for things, to ask all the time. And it's not that it's bad, it's not bad, because even the catechism tells us, you know, in the last section, section 4, that is devoted to prayer, all kinds of prayer, thanksgiving, intercession, you know. During the Mass, we make prayers of intercession. But the ultimate prayer is the sacrifice of Christ. And if you look at that, he's not asking, he's giving. When we sing the Gloria, we say, receive our prayer. Because it doesn't say prayers, it doesn't say receive our prayers. But it says, receive our prayer because is the prayer, the whole Mass is the prayer of our Lord Jesus, the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus to the Father. And he's not asking, he's giving. And this is what Adam was doing at the beginning. He was not asking for anything because he didn't have a need of anything. He was giving. He was using the gift that God gave to him to go around and to give that primacy, to give that glory, that recognition, to recognize God in everything that he was doing. Now we experience pain, suffering, sorrow, and all the things as a consequence of the fall. And it's natural and so human to say, to ask for help, and that's okay. The church asks us also, you know, the church is all the time praying, interceding. Even the souls in purgatory, once they leave purgatory, they are able to intercede for us. And in the Book of Heaven, several times we see that the Lord talks about that. What do this? The saints in heaven do when they receive prayers from us, and how our prayers affect those who are in purgatory, and how benefit also those who are in heaven, that they get new showers of joy, they experience new happiness. Why? Because God is always new, and God is infinite, and there is always new about him that we are able to learn and to experience. So the souls in heaven, they will always have something new to experience from God because God is eternal. But while we are here, we have to give the primacy to the divine will. And basically, how do we do that? By recognizing the divine will in our lives. Everything that we see, calling the divine will, as Luisa Picaretta says here, call it in all things, both spiritual and temporal. Because being life, the divine will wants primacy, wants to grow, wants to be called in everything, wants to be recognized in everything. Because he wants to enlarge our souls, our capacity to receive, basically our capacity for God. Or our capacity for love, because God is love. And all that he is able to give is himself. So he wants to be recognized. He wants to be enthroned in our hearts. He wants to grow. He wants to enlarge our souls. And this is very simple. So we don't have to, this happens at the moment with everything we experience. Those who don't have any sickness don't have to wait until they get sick to offer something. No, because you have your actions, your duties, everything. Those who are experiencing pain, suffering, they don't have to wait until they get well to praise God. Now, just by offering what they are going through, that becomes their prayer itself. So it is really powerful. It's a way of praying with our being. Sometimes with words, with actions, but basically with our own, with our being, our very existence. So this is amazing because then we are able to be in prayer at all the time. If we have that awareness, everything that we do then becomes a prayer, becomes an act of adoration. So we just have to have that intention to give the primacy to the divine will in us constantly. So you see, Luisa Picarreta, she knows this already. This letter is written in 1939, almost at the end of her life. So by this time, she already is in possession of the gift of the divine will operating in us, in her. And now she is just basically surrendering everything. She learned how to be detached, how to surrender, how to be in union with the divine will at all times. And this is what she's trying to teach us now through this letter. So each one of us, again, we have to put it in our own context, in our own situation that we go through. And this is how we live this gift of the divine will. It's so general, so universal, but at the same time, it's very particular, very specific. Because each one of us have different things to offer to God. So we all have material to be sanctified, and material to grow in that perfection that we are called to, and to give perfectly to God, which is more important. That I am able to give perfect glory, adoration to God by walking, as well as by praying the rosary, as well as with my pain and my suffering, whatever we go through. So it's important to have this because if not, we misunderstand it. Because if not, we are going to waste a lot of graces, a lot of graces, and not only for us. But basically, this is for the whole world. This is the other aspect, that by virtue of being united to the will of God, everybody, this grace is available for everybody. That is not given automatically either, but only according to the dispositions of the souls. Because this is, I believe, a misunderstanding that some people, they think that automatically everybody receives, no matter what. The grace is available for everybody, just as the sun is available there for everybody who wants to go and get vitamin D. But those who decide to stay inside, they don't get any benefit, even though it's available. So it's the same. The graces of God, they are up there. God is magnanimous, he's benevolent. His grace is there for everybody. But not everybody is able to receive it because not everybody has the dispositions. And this is where the where our freedom, where the gift of the human will comes into, that God has given us this freedom, this free will, and he will never override the freedom that he gave us. But he's waiting for the creatures, for all of us, to come and willingly present or unite ourselves using the example of the sun. He many times uses the sun to describe his divine will. So His graces, the sun is up there, available for everybody who wants to go out, right, and receive that grace, that those graces. But many of us, we decide to stay inside. We decide to stay inside and not take advantage of that grace. Yet it's available. So it's not God who is limiting us. It's the creature, us creatures, limiting ourselves. That's why Luisa Picaretta also says, if we don't do the divine will, if we don't unite ourselves in the divine will, basically our lack or our lot, I think those are synonymous, will change. So at the end of our life, everybody will be able to see how much we wasted, how much we were able to receive according to our dispositions. So going back to this idea that everybody receives, yes, because our Lord mentions that everybody receives, but everybody according to their dispositions is not automatically. And I believe this is, for some people, this is a misunderstanding because they think, oh, I'm just gonna offer my acts and everybody will benefit automatically. And even those many will be saved. Well, the graces are up there, but it's not that they will be saved if they don't want to be saved. If they don't want to receive the graces. Why? Because the human will is involved in this gift. Only us individually can give it to God. I cannot give your will to God, and you cannot give my will to God. It's individually. So, in the words of the Psalms, everybody has to arrive to that spiritual level, that an understanding to be able to say, here I am to do your will. Here I am, take my will. My will is yours. Let it be done to me according to your will. Whatever way you want to express it, but yes, because even Adam, remember, even Adam, who possessed this gift, those of you who have read the volumes, the Lord clearly says to Luisa Picaretta that he was groaning. He possessed the gift of the divine will within him, but he was groaning also in the capacity to understand it, just as the Blessed Mother was groaning in the capacity to understand it. Just as our Lord Jesus, in his humanity, he grew in wisdom, humanly. Right? He was able, the gospel says, and he grew in wisdom, in his humanness, in his humanity. Of course, as God, he knows everything. But the divine will operating in that humanity, in his humanity, he was able to grow, to be able to understand the divine nature, or even to be able to express it in a human way. Not that he couldn't express it, but the humanity served only as the channel through which the divine will, or our Lord Jesus with his divine nature, was able to expressed in his human, in through his humanity. So again, in his divine nature, he has all the knowledge that he has. But it is as his humanity matures, then he's able to express it in his humanity. So he had to wait for his humanity to develop. He had to be incarnated, and he had to be conceived. He had to wait 9 months in the womb of the Blessed Mother for his humanity to be born, to grow, and to go through the process that we all go through, and then to be able to express his message, to complete his mission. So it's the same with us. We have to grow in that understanding, but the human will is involved, yes, in as the humanity of our Lord Jesus united with his divinity was involved. Now our humanity, our human will has to be present, basically, and willing to say, yes, I surrender, I unite myself, come divine will. And also for the benefits, for us to receive those benefits, to avail our souls to receive those graces. Because sin is like putting an umbrella on us, also. We can walk in a sunny day and put on an umbrella and not get the rain of the sun. So that umbrella represents basically sin. There's a barrier, an impediment for us to receive those graces. So you see, it's available there. All the graces are available there, but they are not imposed. So with this gift also, our acts, our actions, our everything that we do is up there because God is able to use it. But this idea that everybody gets it automatically, I don't think is the right idea. I don't think it's the right understanding. Because the dispositions have to be there. Even the gospel tells us about the sower who went and threw the seed, and it fall in different kinds of soil. And the soil that was not prepared, it was rocky and there were thorns and everything, it didn't produce much. But the soil who was ready and prepared produce a hundredfold. So that soil is our soul. So the dispositions that we have, that we create, it depends, it's according to our dispositions that the grace of God is able to have the effect in us. So let's continue with the next letter.
Letter number 84. Fiat in voluntate Dei. My good daughter in the divine volition, courage and trust. The divine will has found its work in your soul. And when you suffer more, it seems that Jesus wants to hasten his work, to have the contentment of seeing you as he wants and likes, and to be able to say, my daughter is like me in the sufferings, as much as in wanting what I myself wanted, only the will of the Celestial Father. How happy I am. It is true that you suffer, but I run to sustain you in my arms that you may feel my strength and the powerful breath of my will, which is creating in you the new life I want and converts all of your pains into precious gems of love. And when I feel embittered, I run, I come to you to be sweetened in your pains, which carry the seal of my divine will, and to sweeten the bitternesses that, unfortunately, the other creatures give me. Therefore, I recommend to you, my daughter, be patient, Be my host. Let me come to be consecrated in you. But I do not want you as a dead host, but alive and speaking. And may your suffering be the lamp always lit, which never extinguishes, and which loves me incessantly. My blessed daughter, how good is Jesus? It seems that he reduces us to dust in order to give us new life and to find his own life in us. Therefore, I recommend, in whatever state you feel, be always tranquil. Do not think of cold or warm. The divine will is more than everything, more than prayer, more than recollection, more than fervor, more than miracles, more than everything. So, my daughter, let us remain always united in the divine will. Pray for me, and from the heart, I will do it for you. I send you a kiss and a tight hug in the divine will. Most affectionately yours, the little daughter of the divine will. Amen, fiat.
Thank you. I don't know if you noticed, but it's interesting how Luisa de Garreta sometimes, like in this letter, she uses the words of our Lord, or like if she is talking on behalf of our Lord, that our Lord will say this and this and this. And basically the whole paragraph here, most of the letter, is what she's saying. Jesus will say this. Jesus will say, my daughter is like me. In the sufferings as much as in wanting what I myself want. What does our Lord Jesus want? He wants to give all the glory to the Father. And in giving that glory to the Father, he wants to save us all, to bring us back. He wants to save all souls. He doesn't want any soul to be lost. Any soul to be lost, he doesn't want any. Because he suffered for all of us. He suffered for each one individually. He had each one of us in mind when he suffered. So how happy I am. It is true that you suffer, but I run to sustain you. This is what our Lord, what Luisa Picaretta says, our Lord will say, I run to sustain you. So you are like me in my suffering, and also because you want what I want. And as a recompense, as a reward, I want to sustain you. He says, I myself wanted only the will of the celestial Father. Then how happy I am. It is true that you suffer, but I run to sustain you in my arms. I think this is a beautiful image that we have to keep in mind. Because, you know, we are reading these letters, and then we read the Book of Heaven and all the writings concerning the divine will, but we often forget all these things. So as we read, we have to always like keep it in mind that this is material that we are getting. This is something that our Lord is giving us to grow, and that we have to use it, that these are spiritual tools that we have. And so that when we encounter those difficulties, we may say, yes, I am suffering, so I am more like Jesus. So we can talk directly to our Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, I am suffering, I am more like you. And to remember that when that happens, then to call him and to carry us in his arms. Especially when we, you know, when we go through difficult times and it is difficult to pray. But as Luisa Picarreta says also that if we remain tranquil, basically at peace, and then we try to remember that the divine will is more than vocal prayers, because the divine will is a prayer in itself. Like to be united is a prayer in itself. It's more than recollecting ourselves, because there are times that we are not able to recollect ourselves, and yet we still are able to offer everything in the divine will. Our anxiety, our pain, our suffering, our joy. You know, when we experience joy, we are not very much recollected, because we are in that state of happiness. And still we can give praise and glory to God, provided it is not sinful. So all of these are spiritual tools that Luisa Picarreta is giving us in these letters to be able to keep growing in, not only in the knowledge and understanding of the divine will, but also for us to learn how to deal with different situations. To call the divine will to strengthen us in our suffering. He says, but I run to sustain you in my arms, that you may feel my strength and the power, and the powerful breath of my will, which is creating in you the new life I want. And converts all your pains into precious gems of love. See, in the hours of the Passion, there is a passage also that our Lord says that the angels, when we do the hours of the Passion, when we meditate the hours of the Passion, the angels, they are around us, waiting for us to just read those words, and they carry those up to heaven. And it says, and when the creatures, because of their fervor, they have tears, they cry. Those are pearls that the angels they carry into heaven. Because these are the pearls basically that emanate from the Passion of our Lord Jesus. So this is what Luisa Picarreta says, our Lord will say, if we unite ourselves in the divine will, then all this happen. And then, and when I feel embittered, I run to come to you to be sweetened in your pain, which carry the seal of my divine will. So look, if we unite our pain to the divine will, this is so contradictory, but this is how the gospel is. How can our pain, our suffering, offer relief to our Lord Jesus? How can he find sweetness? And how can he quench basically his suffering in our suffering? He says it because if it carries the seal of the divine will, then his bitterness turn into sweetness. And basically what the other creatures they give, the bitterness that the other creatures they give to him, is turned into sweetness of our love. So basically, to mitigate, to compensate, to bring that balance, right, back to that the creature is able to give to God. So then Luisa Picaretta says, therefore, I recommend to you, my daughter, be patient. Be my host. The Lord says, be my host. Let me come to consecrate, to be consecrated in you. What happens in the consecration? Our Lord bilocates. And then when he mentions that he doesn't want dead host, this, we have to make sure that we understand this, because when our Lord says that these are dead host, he means that they are not alive. They don't have a will. They don't have a will. They are material. They are just the bread, the wine, but they don't have a will. And in a sense, they are not dead, because after the consecration, the real presence of our Lord is dead, is there. So in that sense, they are not dead host. So after the consecration, but before the consecration, when he says that he doesn't want dead host, because the soul is not, excuse me, the host doesn't palpitate, doesn't breathe, doesn't have a will, doesn't have the power to say, I love you, God. But he wants living host, us, where he's able to repeat his life in us, that we palpitate, we have that, our heart, our soul, right? So we are able to say, I love you. He's able to be incarnated in a living host. We become the host of God. Our soul becomes the place where God is hosted to live in 24/7. So that's why we become living host, not death. A host that is able to say, come, divine will, I love you, I adore you, I glorify you. So and of course, we know that Luisa Picaretta, again, she's, this letter is written in 1940. It's in a stage of life where she already understands this. So she tells us, be tranquil in all the situations, right? It's the teaching of the saints too. To have that endurance, that trust in the Lord. We see this teaching in other saints, like in the message of the Divine Mercy with Sister Faustina. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. The famous prayer of St. Teresa of Avila. Right? And like that, we can mention other saints that they really learn to remain trustful. I think we can say trustful in hoping also in God, using their circumstances in which they found themselves to always praise, adore, and glorify God. So again, the way we can apply these letters, this teaching that Luisa Picarreta is giving to us, is putting it in our own situation in life and just make it something livable, something that we can live out every day and apply it every day to our life. With great simplicity, because God is simple. That is one of the attributes of God, that God is simple. And He wants us in that simplicity to offer everything, to live this gift in that simplicity of life, according to our own circumstances. And the beautiful thing here is that no matter our circumstances, our acts, they have the same value in the eyes of God. They perfect us a little by little, a little by little. But again, and also they give to everybody, but everybody receives according to their disposition, is not imposed. Remember that the image of the sun is available there for everybody to go and get a nice tent. But if we decide to stay inside and not take advantage of that graces, then it's not because God doesn't want it, is because we chose to do that, each one of us. So, with that, let us finish today, and let us ask our Lord. He says that through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, through the intercession of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, may we learn to be always trusting in the Lord. May we learn to be always open for the graces that He gives us. And may we always be united to His will. May we be each time and each day more perfectly united to His will for the praise and glory of God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever.